Hey everyone, we'll get you to the show in a second. Just want to give you the heads up about our latest Red Men Plus special offer. If you want even more Liverpool content in your lives, both in video and podcast forms, simply head to redmenplus.com. And if you sign up as a yearly captain subscriber and use the promo code RACE, R-A-C-E, you'll get 50% off a yearly subscription. So yeah, that'll get you covered for the rest of this amazing season, the search for a new manager, the summer transfer window, and pretty much all of the new manager's first season as well. So yeah, redmenplus.com, yearly captain subscription, promo code RACE, and get 50% off. I'll see you all over there. Hope you enjoy this podcast that's about to start right now.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men. It is Liverpool versus Cardiff. It is the match build-up show. We are here. Let's get stuck into it. We've just done an unfeasibly long amount of pleasurable time talking about the midweek win over Red Star Belgrade, but now we're going to talk about the Premier League. And Chris, it feels like having come through a little bit of a tricky spell, it's time now for us to start to gather a bit more momentum again.
I think so. I think, you know, the confidence looked like it was back on the side from Wednesday night, didn't it? And I think you want to be able to carry that over against Cardiff. And listen, we're going to probably trot out lines like they can't be underestimated. And I'm sure Klopp will be telling the players all that. I'd like to see us be fired up to go and slaughter them. Yeah. That's what I want to be. I'd want my managers to be going in there and go, you're better than these. Look what you've done to them at the weekend. This side is struggling at the moment. Let's go and put some pressure on Manchester City, Tottenham, Chelsea in this league who are all going to play later than us. And let's force them to play from behind. And that's what we've got to do now. We've got to turn it up and try and open a gap up when we can. Yeah. This is a perfect opportunity to do that.
We wanted us to go and batter Huddersfield, Dad, and it never quite materialised, unfortunately. I'd like to think there were some extenuating circumstances.
We said Huddersfield, Red Star and Cardiff for the three games. If you didn't score goals against them, then you could start worrying.
Yeah.
Well, we've scored against Red Star, so
we could have beaten Red Star 6-7 easily by the end of that.
You have to keep that momentum going, though, don't we?
But I think that with regards to like the Huddersfield one, it feels like excuses, but kind of whatever. We can do what we want, can't we, to put a positive spin on things. Off the back of the international break, and to be fair, the atmosphere at Huddersfield going away, they're actually a better side than I think that people give them credit for. Cardiff have got the second worst defensive record in the Premier League so far. Yes, they've just picked up a win against Fulham, which has dragged them out of the relegation zone, but you'd expect them to be right down there coming in. And yes, there's the Neil Warnock factor. But look, you know, this is not the Championship, you know, where he thrives, where he lives for, where he will end up again in the not too distant future.
Is he the winningest manager in the Championship?
Probably up there. Probably up there with your Tony Pulis's and your Dave Bassett.
The thing is, I've no clue how they will approach the game at all.
Really?
I have no clue whether Cardiff will just park two buses or whether they think, oh, what the hell, let's just play some football.
I can't see
We've just
see
had
them.
A first win. Let's...
Yeah, I can't see them doing anything but trying to come out with as much pride.
He's old school. He's old school, isn't he, Warnock? Yeah. So I think those older managers are like, let's try and take a point. Yeah. Whereas I think some of the newer ones, you know, you think of sides that have come up who want to play a little bit of expansive football, are like, if we're going to get beat, let's go down swinging. Let's try and take the 3 points while we get beat.
And to be
Warnock
fair,
it won't be like that.
And to be fair, you've got as much chance either way, really, haven't you, Sam, with us? You know, you can cause us problems, but I'm far more confident about that since obviously the arrival of Van Dijk and the emergence of Gomez at centre-half, etc. The defence, we don't have as many concerns in that regard. There still will be some over a team that wants to come and defend for their lives, but it's Anfield. And having had the Red Star game, I think the lads will be going in there. There's the proof there that they can do it again, which I think helps.
The thing I love is, we haven't conceded since February this year, wasn't it? It's knocking on about 8 months.
Yeah.
And also we haven't been beaten at Anfield since, was it Swansea? In 2000, very beginning of 17, Premier League games, bread and butter. So, I think that win last week, card Warnock's already put 3-0 on his Super Six. Honestly, I'm telling you right now, he's happy. You know what? It'll be an hard game. We'll get beat here. No one will say nothing. That's exactly what Soft Lab Mason's going to predict, and we'll move on.
Yeah,
I think they're coming to get this game out the way and look at next week, whoever they've got in that sort of middle lower half of the table. But they'll have been looking last night at Red Star. To try and looking at that game to try and find some answers. What can we do? And they've got nothing.
Well, we talked about it on the Final Word Show, Sam, about how the goal difference thing and how it's been the one criticism of this Liverpool side. And what we did was really interesting. I don't want to retread over that. I would highly recommend watching that show because it was a really interesting discussion. But there's no escaping the fact that this is a real opportunity for us to rack a couple of goals up. And as well, considering obviously City have got a tough game as well. The league will hopefully start to level itself. But again, ultimately, it is about us getting the points and letting the rest sort itself out.
Mm-hmm. Well, these games tend to go two ways, don't they? You score early, maybe you go 2-0 up in half an hour.
Yeah.
The game, you can blitz them. If it's 0-0 at half time, you might win it narrowly, or it's one of those hard games. It tends to be one way or the other, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But I think the difference between us and City this season has been simple. They've had games in between, difficult games, where they can just go and be free and blitz them. We haven't. We've had relentless games where we've had to win, nick it, hold on for dear life to the end of the game. They haven't really had that.
Yeah.
So now this is our turn. Yeah. Let's get out there and be positive
and
just go for it.
Well, it's interesting. We've now got a squad where we can change things if we need to. Yeah. You know, and I could easily see, and we've said this right at the start of the season, that if things aren't going quite so well, you can throw Sturridge on, or Shaqiri if he's not starting.
Yeah.
You can throw them on later in the game to give you a totally different approach.
Yeah.
Because if the team's going to sit deep and you can't find space for Salah and Mane, then getting people in the box who can actually put the ball in the net, that's a totally different approach.
The way these games have historically gone, I'm not saying necessarily against Cardiff or whatever, but what you kind of Sam's alluding to is, if you don't score in the first 15 minutes, we draw them games. Like, you know, and Stoke with a team. The Tony Pulis, prime Pulis Stoke was exactly how all those games went. If we didn't stick one in early, you knew how it was going to go. But I think you're dead right there, is that with 20 minutes to go in a game now, there's at least two lads on the bench who can come in. And you don't feel like, oh, it's going to be one of them days. You just go, okay, well, those lads haven't worked, but I actually back one of these lads to come in and be the difference maker.
This Liverpool side now, we don't play the same way as we used to under Brendan Rodgers, where we used to come out and we used to try and blitz teams. If you look at the times when we score our goals, you know, in the first half, we score most of our goals in that last 15 minutes. We're more like a boxer now, where we come out and we just faint a few times, see what the other team's up to. We did it against Red Star in midweek. We felt them out for 20 minutes and we're like, okay, we now know what you're about. We know what we think is going to work against you, and we'll crank it up a little bit towards the back end of the half. And that's what we're doing. We're a boxer going into the third and fourth, looking to exploit the weaknesses that they're showing us. We're very pragmatic in everything that we do now, and everything's thought about whether we think so or not.
It's telling, because think about those when we started to really find form last season, particularly at Anfield. That's how all those games went. You know, I remember the Huddersfield game at home, and it was kind of in the balance of it, and you're thinking, oh, what's going to happen here?
The 3-0 we beat them?
Yeah. You get a goal.
Yeah, it was.
I think it was
0-0
half-time.
Yeah,
and
I remember.
3-0.
And you're like, oh, but we grew into the games. We got our foot on the ball. We asserted our dominance. We figured them all out, and then we went, okay, this is how we're going to approach this game. I would like to see us go a bit more in this. I think this is one of those games where I'd like, particularly because we're playing first, it'd be nice to get this game won and then just go, there you go, Salah, there's half an hour off. Firmino, there's half an hour off. And then you've got a full week with rest as well, with Arsenal completely as the focus. Looking ahead would be a very nice way to live. Do you prefer 11s in a minute? We're going to have a little break before we do. We've done the Red News Roundup show on the redmentv.com. We do that every single week. I've hosted it this week in the absence of Steve Hall, but talking about Hoffenheim midfielder Kerem Demirbay. Liverpool reportedly scouting him and a little looking how, we might fit it.
First of all, where are you going to make room for him in the squad at the moment? If this was in a year's time and Lallana was coming towards the end of his time at Liverpool, picking up more injuries, Milner was getting, you know, closer to the end, then I'd say yeah, go for it. But I can't see where he's going to fit in.
The main thing that I've seen from him is he's injured quite a lot.
Yeah.
Like last season, he missed 14 league games because of injury, which is nearly half the season. It's a smaller league in Germany, isn't it? And a lot of it was an ankle ligament injury. And then he came back and he missed the first few games of this season with an ankle ligament injury as well. And then there's a few other thigh injuries and thigh strains. I think the last thing we need is another attacking-minded midfielder who's injury-prone.
The thing for me, my immediate thing that I'm looking at his stats and his goal return is that he doesn't score enough goals and he doesn't make and he doesn't assist enough goals for what we need. Because I think Liverpool are going to go into this January window, and unless we see a market increase in the output from any of our midfielders, someone's got to take up that Oxlade Chamber mantle.
Yeah, you can get that show on the redmentv.com. You get the first month free. Go in there, check it out. You can get the Stats and Tactics show. Everything we do is in podcast form as well, which you can get into your podcast apps. You can get all the stuff on the go. So yeah, a myriad of amazing Liverpool content and the perfect time to sign up as well. Gents, preferred 11. Sam, I'll come to you first on this. You've decided, having seen Fabinho absolutely dominate the midfield, that that'll do you for now.
Yeah.
You've got Trent, Gomez, Van Dijk, Robbo as your back four, Milner, Gini as your midfield two, but you've stuck with the front four as it was in midweek.
I just think Milner's been... We've got no... Obviously, Henderson and Cater are probably going to be unavailable, even if Cater's fit, he'll be on the bench likely. I just think Milner's just deserved this spot this year. He's just been quality. Everything he does is thought out. He's hard enough. He's, you know, he battles. And I think one good game against, you know, a Serbian team who are probably the equivalent of a championship side over here, realistically, maybe lower Premier League. But I just think Milner deserves to be back in the side. And you've had your go, son. Keep coming.
Yeah,
it's a hard man to please, as I said.
You know, the rest of them, mate. Yeah, I can't. I'm not faulting them. I just think Jimmy's been quality this season.
Yeah. No, so, I think it's a reasonable point, isn't it? Because Milner doesn't deserve to not be in the team. You know, he's been...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Flawless, pretty much, this season, and he's only out because he had the injury, came back, we've then played him, and I suspect we're just making sure that he's in as good nick as possible. So that does make reasonable sense. Dad, you've gone for... you've given me a team with brackets. I'm going to go without your brackets for this.
I'm exactly the same as the opposite of Sam. I think we should play exactly the same team as we did against Red Star, but I actually think Klopp will play the team that Sam... once.
All right, sound okay.
Sorry,
cool.
Mate.
I think, no, I know. And to be fair, that I have gone almost identical to you, but only in that I've swapped the Milner in for Gini because I think Gini probably could do with, you know, Milner's there. You know, you want to play him. I think Fabinho's shown what he can do. I see no reason why you can't play a very similar This is physicality, I think, would be a good
thing. I'd like the same team, but I think he'll probably slip Genie into the defensive midfield role on his own.
Okay.
And put Milner and
Shaqiri as a more advanced thing. Yeah. And Chris?
I've changed my back line up, mate. I've gone with Gomez at right back and Lovren at centre half. And I sort of got one eye on the Arsenal game. And I think that that's what the back four he might pick, because I think that might be his best back four at the moment.
Yeah, I think with Gomez at right back.
Yeah. I don't see that there's a particular drop off between playing Gomez at right back, you know, in the outing last week against Huddersfield, and playing Trent there in poorer form than normal. I think we'll be slightly worried about Arsenal's front three or front four or whatever that is. And maybe just to give them a few more minutes together is probably not a bad shout. Plus, you've got the physicality of Cardiff and what they're going to do, those long balls. I think Lovren's good and very good at dealing with those types of situations. So I think it's a good mix of maybe planning for Arsenal and actually putting your best side out to beat Cardiff in a defensive sense.
Well, it's an interesting show because I could see it working both ways. I think our best back five is the one with Trent in and what have you, but it's a case to be made of, you switch to this and maybe in the knowledge that Trent does come back in for Arsenal, because you want to play your best brand of footy in that game, whatever. But this is the thing again, we've got options. I think nailed on if we were playing Cardiff away in terms of the physicality of stuff. Yeah, I wonder whether, do you think there's any concern about, do you need go? We need the wide fullbacks?
Here's the thing. We don't need to play our first 11 to beat Cardiff.
Yeah.
We're good enough either way. And that's that. You're taking a bit of a risk, probably, aren't you, with not playing the two lads. But I believe that, you know, my Fabinho, Wijnaldum, Firmino, Salah, Shaqiri, Mane is good enough to beat Cardiff. And I really think that what Gomez did at right back against Huddersfield is as good as what Trent's done in any game this season.
Yeah, I'm just, maybe it's old school, I don't know, but I don't think you should change your back four or your back five at all if you don't have to.
Yeah.
I think they should play every game together, because that ultimately will give you a better defence, and that's simply the reason I would not change.
I think a lot of it will depend on where Klopp's at with Trent, I think, and I think he was pulled deliberately over those two games, and I know we made the notion of, I think he wants to get Lovren and gain time, and maybe it was just that balance of, Trent's played quite a lot. You mentioned it, I think, on the final word, or something. He'd had a little dip in form as well. And he referenced in the press conference, didn't he, the other week, about how it'd been his birthday and all this kind of stuff. And he'd had loads of messages and he didn't want to interrupt that. And that felt a bit like maybe Trent's just gone a bit like, you know, a bit of the big I am or whatever for a week around his birthday or whatever. And he's just, you know, he's pulled on his leash a little bit and gone, well, don't forget where you are. So it depends on whether he sees a value in more minutes for Lovren or whether he wants to keep Trent. But for me, if it was down to me, I think getting your most attacking team on the pitch in this.
Yeah.
I think we saw where we fell down against Huddersfield, and I don't think this falls down by swapping Trent out for Gomez, by the way, because I think you're right. We've got enough.
The goal comes from Gomez's ball into Shaqiri, doesn't
it? Yeah, we've got enough quality, generally speaking. You know,
I think you're right about Arsenal, by the way, but I think this weekend he'll go attacking.
Yeah.
Because they've got all week to train for Arsenal.
Yeah, that's it. And I think,
so I think you are right about that, by the way.
And what we've seen historically under Klopp is when he's got a week, it's the free hit, isn't it? Like, I mean, you don't see, he tends not to rotate when he's got plenty of time. It's just whether the rotation comes on the back of having played the midweek game will be interesting. But let us know your preferred 11 in the comments below on that. Just looking around then, fascinating weekend of football. Obviously, because none of our rivals play on the Saturday. We get that game done. We get it out the way. Hopefully, we get to put our feet up with 3 points. Well, look, we'll be top of the, we want to be top of the table by 3 points come the end of Saturday, and then you get to enjoy the weekend. And obviously going into the Sunday, Chelsea travel to Burnley. Yeah, you know, you'd expect Chelsea to get that. Although, you know, if this was Burnley last season, you'd feel slightly more confident about it. Palace host Arsenal, exactly the same thing.
Hodgson's ruined them.
I love so much, Sam, that everyone, where is this going? Roy Hodgson. Oh, if they'd had that form in the back end of last season, all season they'd have finished seventh in the Premier League. but that's not how football works.
No.
And Roy Hodgson's a terrible manager, and there will come a limit to his powers. I'd like them to do something to Arsenal there. I'd like, it would be fabulous to go into the Arsenal game knowing that if they lost to Palace and we beat them, they're in a crisis, because that's how Arsenal react
to
things.
They love all that, don't they? Yeah.
They are primed.
You win 10 on the spin, lose one game, and it's crisis, isn't it?
But like, you know, one, but then the Liverpool game becomes catastrophic because it's a bad result against Palace, but it's like, oh, it's just a setback. To then lose to a team that they think they're there on level pegging with,
but they don't do catastrophic. They don't do win or bust to Arsenal. Every time it's like, oh, they've got to win this, they fuck it up. Yeah. They really do.
Arsenal fan TV, the mentality's not there. Moaning about
But, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a tough game for Arsenal, because Palace, no matter what form they're in at home, bring it against the good side. So I think that's a hard game for
absolutely. And then Man United host Everton, which could be
the world's most boring game of football ever.
But it's there for Everton. I don't expect Everton to get anything from that game. Like, I expect, you mentioned it before, I expect Lukaku to click again and he'll score a goal and they'll get their heads will fall off. But I watched a bit of, you know, Everton last week against Palace.
Didn't have a choice. The only game on Super Sunday, all day. I mean, come on.
Super Sunday,
they had Match of the Day 2 to themselves.
Yeah, literally. Brilliant. But what
the only time they've been first on in years.
Everton have sneakily developed a really good squad of players there. You know, you looked at that team and the players they were able to bring on. Marco Silva will play a good brand of footy. They'll have, you know, I think the pace they've got there with Theo Walcott, he could have had a couple of goals against Palace in the end. They might cause a problem. And then the big one, alluded to earlier, Monday night, City travel to Spurs.
But then again, Spurs.
But this is the thing. You just don't know with Spurs, do you? But, look, draw all day. A draw there. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's some value to Man City finally getting beaten by someone. But in terms of, I keep coming back to this, our closest rivals cutting each other's throats.
Draw.
I want Spurs to win.
Do you, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, they're still close, though, aren't
they? They're 2 points behind us, like. But I think they've got the smaller squad. And I think, you know, we were talking about it before the show, earlier this morning.
And they're going to be in the Europa League.
If they're in the if they get to the Europa League, and they've got all them lads who got to the semi-finals of the World Cup, and all them Belgian lads, you know, the English lads, back end of the season, they might have a big drop-off.
I don't expect Spurs to last the pace, boys.
Yeah. Whereas City, I do. I think it's still about they are the number one. Yeah. They're the team that you've got to claw ahead. Yeah, so draws for me is not good enough.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, makes sense.
I think these are the games where we're going to start to see it's compressing up at the top again, isn't it? Where, you know, there's only a couple of points separating the top five teams, really. These are the games where you start to. It's up to City, because if City win this, then I think this is where the top two start to stretch away, which is what I think will happen in the division.
You look at it, if you were a Manchester City fan and you get beat at Spurs, you go, Liverpool have been moaning about the games that they've played this season, but they went to Spurs and beat them. You know what I mean? And we know that our fixture list hasn't been as difficult as Liverpool's. Do we have to start taking them very seriously? And if that's getting into the fan base, that's getting into the mentality of the players, and that's when it starts to become difficult for them to pick themselves up and go again.
The hope is with Spurs, they've been awful in Europe, haven't they, so far? And you might be looking for a bit of a reaction there. You know, they're so close, as we say, to being in the Europa League or not even in Europe. They'll be looking for a reaction, and hopefully, big game to get up for. Home in a bit of commas.
Can we laugh about the advert?
Oh, about what it was.
So it's been plastered all over. You know, the only place to watch Champions League football in London this year, because none of the other sides got into the Champions League. They never actually got to play a game of Champions League football at their new stadium. They'll probably be out of it by the time that the new stadium opens. What was 3 months ago the greatest piece of banter marketing ever has now just completely blown up in the face. But they put the pressure on, Paul, so it's fine.
Pure Spurs. Yeah, let's know how you think the rivals are going to get on this weekend. Let's have some score predictions before we wrap up, Sam.
3-0.
Okay. Give one a pick.
You're going six?
Six.
1-0.
Nil. We won't concede
that. I normally go for the same score as you, so fuck it, why not 6-0? 3-0, I'm going same, Sam.
5-0 Liverpool.
It's right.
Yeah.
I love the confidence.
It is. Why not? Why not?
I was going to say 7 until he said
But we haven't had a 7 this season. We had, you know,
we had a couple last year, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, score predictions, preferred 11s and thoughts on anything else in the comments below. If you're enjoying the build-up show, don't forget to drop a like on the video as well. And if you want more Liverpool content, before and after every single game, in depth and detail, whether it's in video form or in podcast form, get over to the redmentv.com. Check out our brand spanking new website. It looks absolutely incredible. As I say, the content on there to match as well. So yeah, hope to see you there. But if not, we'll see you post-match this weekend. Ta-da.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult. And that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.